Why Now is the Time to Write and What Will Happen If You Don't by Anne Hurst, the Terrified Writer. Now is having a moment. Here's why. Eckhart Tolle may have first enlightened the world with the power of now in 1997, when now was then, but there's a reason the book continues to be a bestseller today, now even, and social media feeds are littered with nowist platitudes. Now is constant and reliable, non-judgmental and present. It never leaves us. It's always just, well, there, like a thing. You can see why I'm a writer. When you think about it, we owe now a little respect, don't we? But instead, most of us would rather dwell on the past, or worry, panic about, get excited about, or wish for the future. A lot of human time is spent, wasted, regretting what we didn't do and plotting what we should. I'm not suggesting now is always a pleasant place to be. I am suggesting, however, that it's all we ever have, and as individuals, how we choose to spend now can have an impact, positive or otherwise, on subsequent nows. As now is all we have, and it really is, we have no choice, I've checked, let's use it. Here's how. Number one, decide what you want to do, stroke, achieve. For the purposes of this, and because I'm a writer, I'm going to use writing as an example. You might want to be a singer, a dancer, or a plumber. All excellent choices, in which case the same principles apply but adapt the tips accordingly. So let's say you want to write. You've always wanted to write but never got round to it. Whatever it is, a book, a story, an article, a blog, poetry, stop reading at the end of this point and spend a moment, a bit of now, thinking about what it is. Okay, go. Number two, pick up a pen and grab some paper or sit in front of your computer, open a blank document. Number three, begin. And that's it. Frustrating, isn't it? But it's the only way. You, of course, are free to choose not to do this. If that's the case, here's what will happen. A, you will still be in the wanting to phase, which in my experience is a pretty unsatisfying place to be. Your experience may not be this, in which case, phew. B, as we all know, now immediately becomes then. Then, as we know, is in the past. Not doing something now puts us at the mercy of the past, leaving us vulnerable to dwelling on it, see previously, to potential dissatisfaction, regret, and, at worst, self-loathing. C, every measure of time we don't take advantage of now edges us further into the future, leaving more of the life we have lived behind, while reducing the amount of life we have left to live ahead. Sorry, I don't mean for that to sound pessimistic. I'm actually a very positive person, but you know what I'm saying, don't you? Delaying now until later also brings us back to A and B, and the cycle begins again. Conclusion. The great news is that there is no shortage of now, except there is ultimately. But let's not get into that. This piece is meant to inspire and motivate. So perhaps a better way to put it is that for the most part, health permitting, now is in relatively plentiful but not unlimited supply. Now is your friend. Use it. Make the most of it. Don't waste it. Let me know how you get on in the comments. I would love to hear from you. And thank you so much for stopping by and listening to this. If you like it, please subscribe to the Terrified Writer blog. And did you know that you can listen to The Terrified Writer on the go? The Life is Scary podcast is available to download and stream on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and the podcast section of the website. Thank you very much.